Hot Business on Hot 102.7.
Now, many small businesses in South Africa, I would contend, never make it past the survival stage. It's not for a lack of passion, because scaling a business is hard. From cash flow bottlenecks and weak networks to limited mentorship and market access, that gap between running a business and growing one remains vast. Now, the Growth Code, it's an initiative from I Am an Entrepreneur, is aiming to bridge that gap. But what does it take to scale sustainably in today's economy? And I want to give you an expert view on this. I'm joined by Kitumetse Lekaba, Managing Director of I Am an Entrepreneur. Now, Kitu, let's cut to the chase and a very warm welcome to you. In your opinion, what's the biggest reason that young entrepreneurs still fail or stall at survival instead of scaling?
Thank you so much, Jeremy, for having me on your show. And I think a lot of entrepreneurs struggle with scaling because they don't really have the roadmap, or they don't have the blueprint on how to scale. So they lack then the operational muscle, they lack the strategy, and most importantly, they also lack the finance to help them scale, because where they get to a point where products are required, they need to produce much more than what they did at startup phase, it becomes very problematic for their businesses.
Now, you run I Am an Entrepreneur. It's essentially a support platform for entrepreneurs, and you've got this concept called the Growth Code, which supports, as you put it, scale-ready SMEs. So first of all, what is a scale-ready SME, and what is broadly the concept?
The concept of Growth Code is really designed to address business growth and sustainability faced by SMEs, where we are going to equip them with knowledge, skills, and resources necessary for them to scale. And we are trying to get these SMEs that have tipped over from the startup phase in helping them to get to this, call it the middle phase, where they become a little bit neglected, to help them with the operational muscle and strategy for them to scale their businesses. So we're going to strengthen operational capabilities, we're going to give them access to funding, and we're really going to help them develop a very clear, actionable growth map so that they don't find themselves regressing when they're meant to be scaling their businesses.
I want to talk about funding in just a moment, because that's absolutely crucial. But how does a business know when it's tipped over, when it's ready for the second phase?
It's when your product has become quite popular and clients are asking for more. It's when your sales efforts are starting to show and you are starting to get a lot more clients. So typically for a product-based business, you would then be, they'd be asking you for much more quantities than what you were able to give them as a startup, or you are now putting your product on shelves in stores. You are supplying to big corporates that require a lot of capacity from you. So that's when you know when to tip over. And then there's also a point where startups get to where, you know, you've reached your ceiling in the startup phase. So the activity starts to then require matching of demand in the market. So your activities internally need to match your demand into the market. So then you know that that is probably the right time to scale. And the market is also dictating for your scale.
So let's move from scaling to funding now. It's always top of mind for any business. But I guess the problem that you might have is to avoid handing over to monies, or to handing over money to businesses that don't yet have a scalable model. That's going to be difficult. You're going to have to approach this very judiciously.
100%. And that's why we are first going to help them with the roadmap, help them with the operational muscle to ensure that when the funding does come and when we do give them the funding, it is backed by business process, it is backed by a sustainable growth model, and it's backed by what we call a decent growth model that we've proved it.
When you talk about a decent growth model, what does that entail, and what kind of projection should businesses be thinking about in that respect?
And when we're looking at a sustainable growth model and looking at projection, it always goes back to the customer. What is your market demand, and who are the people that are using your product or the service that you are giving them? Because when we start doing projections and start doing blueprints of scale, we then have to start with the demand, the customer base, who are the people that are within your reach, who are the people that we can address, and who are the people that we can actually service. And based on those numbers, we would then do the blueprint to scale on numbers that we have researched, numbers that we have looked at, and also on realistic numbers, because what often happens also with a lot of entrepreneurs, they try and project on unrealistic numbers, which often does not then give them the results that they're looking for.
Keetu, on this program, we speak to entrepreneurs all the time. And apart from funding and scalability, one of the other big barriers, I guess, to success is access to real networks. How does the Growth Code help in that respect?
And I'm glad you've brought that up, because one of the things that the Growth Code is bringing onto board is an access to network. And over and above an access to network, what that means is that we will be very intentional about hosting what we call our signature access to market boot camps, where we leverage corporates in our network at I'm an Entrepreneur, and we introduce them to the entrepreneurs on the Growth Code so that they can have access to markets and access to executives, experts that they would ordinarily not have. So being part of the Growth Code gives you access not only to a market, but to a network that can unlock a lot more opportunities that are available out there in the market.
But you've got to ensure that these aren't just photo opportunity partnership, but real business building connections. Also, in many respects, once the connection is made, it's then up to the entrepreneur to work that connection. Am I right?
100%. So we facilitate the introduction, we facilitate their meeting, but beyond the introduction and the meeting, the entrepreneur has to take responsibility to use this network that we have given them to their advantage.
Once a person is part of this Growth Code concept, they've also got to do a lot of hard work in many other respects. And I guess I might ask whether there are consequences in this program for entrepreneurs who either don't implement or underperform. It's critical that people understand the seriousness of something like this, and that you have to ensure accountability.
Most definitely. And part of the Growth Code program, we have what we call our signature advisory board program at I'm an Entrepreneur. So we place three experts in the entrepreneur's company to help them with this growth phase for the 18 months duration of the program. And not being committed to the program means you're not only wasting your time as the entrepreneur, but you're also wasting the experts and the business people that we are putting to help you in your company's time. So we take that, we don't take that lightly, and we will have consequences where entrepreneurs are not committed to attending either the advisory board meetings, or they're just not committed.
It's all very well to have the blueprint and the roadmap, but there's also, I would suggest, a psychological part of all of this as well. So my question is, what in your opinion is the biggest mindset shift that an entrepreneur needs to make to move from hustle, which got them there in the first place, to high growth? It's surely difficult to teach that.
It's very difficult to teach that. And I'm glad you've asked that question, Jeremy. In the beginning of the programs, what we normally do, we look at something called mind dynamics. So we take the entrepreneurs through what we call entrepreneurial mindset profiling, so that we can also understand the type of entrepreneur that they are. And we work with expert coaches to help them shift that mindset, because, I mean, we're not expert in mindset or anything like that, or psychology. So we work with qualified coaches that help them, based on their profiles, how to shift the mindset of being hustler, being startup, into really running an organization that is beyond just yourself as an entrepreneur.
And more details on the I Am an Entrepreneur website. That is Kitometse Lakaba, who's the managing director. Thank you very much indeed.
Hot Business on Hot 102.7.